listening to the School Success Formula with me, Lucy Parsons. Welcome to today's show. Today we're going to be talking about seven things GCSE and A-level students get wrong about their revision. Most GCSE and A-level students are really bad at revising. They get multiple things wrong about how to revise successfully, which leads to them getting bored and frustrated, either giving up or getting marks that they're really not proud of because they don't do their ability or their potential justice. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the seven things that GCSE and A-level students frequently get wrong about revision. So, thing number one, starting too late. This will be blindingly obvious to any parents listening and feel incredibly pushy and annoying to some students. However, it's well known that spacing your revision out over time leads to much better retention of information. So it's much better to start your revision early and do little and often rather than leave it until 2 weeks before the exam when you're trying to cram 2 years worth of knowledge into your head under pressure. If your child is resisting doing revision little and often and starting early, get them to try the 5-minute revision challenge as an easy, low pressure way to space your revision out over long periods of time and make it work for you. There's a link to my blog post all about the 5-minute revision challenge in today's show notes, which you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/wrong. And if you're listening on your phone or anything like that, you'll find those notes as well in the details of today's episode. But the 5-minute revision challenge is basically just revising for 5 minutes every day. Those key facts, figures, formulae, words, definitions, all those kind of things that you just need to know and you need to learn. And it's a really, really good way of doing little and often and that builds up in a massive way over time. Okay, the second thing that students get wrong about revision is revising blind. Now, what I mean by this is that many students have no idea what they need to know to have a good chance of being able to tackle all the questions when they walk into an exam. And this means that they don't know whether they've done enough revision, they don't know if they've covered all the topics, and they're basically revising in the dark. It is absolutely essential that all students refer to their exam specification or get a checklist of what they need to know from their teachers so that they can make sure that they know everything they need to know and tick it all off as they cover it. And this is exactly what I did when I was revising for my exams at school, and particularly what helped me to get 5 A's at A level. Okay, thing number three that students get wrong when they're revising is that they don't break down their knowledge, what they need to know. They don't break down their revision into bite-sized pieces. So when I do my revision Kickstarter workshops, which are 2-hour live online workshops where students create a personalised revision plan, at the beginning, I always ask the students how they feel about revision. I ask them to put 3 words into the chat and describing how they feel about revision. And one of the most common words that is used is overwhelmed. And they say this for numerous reasons, such as they don't actually know how to revise, and so the idea of revising is overwhelming because they don't know how to do it. Or there's a lot of pressure being piled on them by school, maybe by parents, whoever. However, the biggest reason for overwhelm is that they see revision as this great blob of insurmountable activity that is somehow going to suck them into it, leaving behind all the things they value in life. However, when you show them how to break revision down into bite-sized chunks and prioritise it, in the way I show them to do on the Revision Kickstarter and in Module 6 or in the Extraordinaries Club, which is called Plan Your Revision, it suddenly seems a lot more palatable and they know exactly where to start. The essence of this approach is chunking your subjects down into topics and subtopics and revising the ones that will make the biggest difference to you first, i.e. your weaknesses. So once students see that, you know, how to break down their subject, it just seems so much easier to see how they can make progress and see that it's not just this great big thing that once they sit down to revise, they literally have to sit there for days and weeks. You know, it's got sections. It's a bit like having a to-do list, isn't it? You just tick things off as you go along and you can see the progress that you're making. Okay, thing four is that students get wrong about revision is being scared to get out of their comfort zones. And this is something that we were talking about on the Extraordinaries Club coaching call with the students last week. Many students are scared to face the things they find difficult and get outside their comfort zones. Instead, they'll stick to revising the bits of their favourite subjects that they find easiest. The problem is that although this approach may feel safe when you're revising, it's actually incredibly risky in terms of getting the grades. If you haven't revised something that you find difficult and it comes up in the exam, you're basically in trouble. So getting outside your comfort zone and doing the hard things is really important. It's going to make the biggest difference to your overall grade in the long term. Okay, the fifth thing that students get wrong about revision is not taking enough breaks. Now, if you're a parent of a GCSE student listening to this, you may well be thinking to yourself or even shouting, but my teenager is always taking breaks. Every time I look, they're on their phone. Now, this might be the case, but the phone use could be a symptom of boredom because they're trying to sit too long concentrating. I know that when I was studying, I couldn't concentrate for any longer than an hour before I found myself reading the same paragraph over and over again because it wasn't going in. I've worked with several students, often with ADHD, who could only concentrate for 15 to 20 minutes. Many students, when they first come into my world, are sitting trying to study for hours on end without a revision break, and that's exactly where they're going wrong. The secret to this is knowing how long you can concentrate for, or just using the Pomodoro technique, and there's a link to a post about the Pomodoro technique in today's show notes. But it's basically you focus for 25 minutes, and you can do this with any kind of work. It doesn't have to be revision, but you focus for 25 minutes and then you take a 5 minute break. You do another 25 minutes, you take another 5 minute break, and so on. Because these things break up revision into bite-sized chunks so that you don't get overtired or bored. So basically you never get to that point where your brain is kind of saturated. Because the brain, it does work a bit like a muscle in terms of learning. You know, you couldn't run forever without taking a break. Your muscles need a break and your brain is the same. I always like to talk about interval training, where you kind of go at it hard. With exercise, you go hard and then you drop back a bit and let your heart rate recover, and then you go hard again and then you drop back and let your heart rate recover. Revision is a bit like that. You focus intensely for a short burst and then you take a break. You focus intensely and then you take a break. Okay, the sixth thing is that students get wrong is working against their natural rhythms. Many students work against their natural rhythms, particularly when they're on exam leave or in the school holidays. I find that many teachers say they find teenagers say they find it hard to concentrate in the early afternoon, but just try to push on through. And then they complain that it's not productive and it's not working and blah, 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 blah. The most productive thing they can do is actually admit that this isn't the optimal time of day for them to be studying and do something else instead, and maybe revising in the early evening to make up for it. So when they're planning their day, they need to think, okay, which part of the day am I least productive in, and take that time off and it's time for themselves, and then come back to their work at the times when they're more productive. And we talk about more about revision rhythms and how to make them work for you in the Revise for Results module inside the Extraordinaries Club. Okay, the seventh and final thing that students get wrong about their revision that we're going to talk about today, I'm sure there are others, but there are seven that I'm highlighting today, is using substandard revision techniques. So if your child is spending hours sitting on their bed reading textbooks or highlighting revision guides, they're wasting their revision time. These passive revision techniques have been shown to be hugely less effective than testing themselves using flashcards or doing past papers. So if your child is using passive revision techniques, or if they're doing any kind of revision and they're saying it's not working, then they need to challenge that and find different ways of revising if they want to feel like they're making progress and actually achieve their potential in their exams. So is your child making any of these revision mistakes? If you have recognised any of these things I've talked about today, you know, are happening with your child, then please do talk to them about it and share this episode or the blog post that goes with it with them and talk about it with them, because it's going to be so much better for them if they can revise in a really effective way, because they're going to get more balance in their life and they're going to get to do more of the things that they really enjoy when they're actually revising in a way that works. So it's a win-win situation, really. They'll have to revise for less time if what they're doing is more effective, and they'll get better marks, and then they will be happier, and they will also be able to do all the things, or many of the things, that they like doing as well. Nobody wants to be unproductive, and everybody wants them to reach their full potential. So if you would like and need some more support with the things I've talked about today, and lots of families find that students are more receptive to what I say than what their parents say, you know, even if we're saying roughly the same kind of things, you know, lots and lots of families have said that, you know, hearing it from me has actually got their teenagers to do it rather than hearing it from their parents, then please check out the Extraordinaries Club, which is my online hub for families in the exam years, where you can also access my revision Kickstarter workshops. They're included in your membership fee, and all 10 study skills modules, a couple of which I've mentioned today, the Revise for Results module, and what was the other one? The Plan Your Revision module. So you'll be able to access those as well as all the other study skills modules. And together, those 10 study skills modules teach your child how to study in the best way for them. So you can find out more about the Extraordinaries Club at www.theextraordinariesclub.com. That's Extraordinaries spelt Extraordinaries. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.